You're listening to Purity's Podcast, episode 41. I hope everybody out there who's listening to me is doing great. And I'm Purity, as usual. I'm not alone. I'm joined by my co-host. Hello, co-host.
Hello. Hello, guys. Hello, everybody.
Why, yes. We haven't told you guys. We're excited here in Serbia because Starbucks is here. Huh?
Yeah, and?
I'm excited. I don't know. I'm going to try out their coffee and see what is special about Starbucks.
I really don't care about Starbucks or any other of these huge chains of restaurants, cafes, or whatever. I would rather have my coffee at some small cafe than in some like huge.
It's not that huge. Shop. I saw it. It's not that it's the same as the same coffee shops. I mean, the cafes in Belgrade. It's not that huge.
Yeah, that's not my point.
Wow. Well, I know, but I'm just trying to tell you that I saw it. And it's anyway, guys, I will try and then I will give you an update. If for those who are interested, like Ivan is not interested. So, okay. So, let's get on to the podcast. So, KFC has given
Colonel... Another chain of restaurants.
Yes. I love KFCs. I love the chickens of KFCs. Okay, they're great. So, not the point though. KFC has given Colonel Sanders a whole new look and it's left fan flustered. KFC have turned their founder and mascot, Colonel Sanders, into a virtual Instagram influencer, much to the delight of fans. I like this new look they're trying to do. So, you know the middle-aged beard spectacled cartoon man you are used to seeing on the side of a KFC bucket? Well, get ready for a shock. The fast food chain have given him a rather interesting makeover, and honestly, you're probably not ready to see the results. Fried chicken specialist KFC have turned their founder and mascot, Colonel Harland Sanders, into a virtual Instagram influencer, and he's left people up and down social media drooling. Instead of a sweet old man, the colonel has been transformed into a dashing silver fox, complete with a tattoo on his abs that reads secret recipe for success.
I couldn't even tell when I saw the photos first, before I took a deeper look. I couldn't tell that this is computer generated image. I thought it's a real guy.
Well, yeah, it's him, but he looks skinnier. He looks with abs. He looks a really handsome old man. He really looks good.
Well, actually, no. It looks like a guy in his 30s who has a gray
hair and a beard.
It looks really weird. Like it looks like I don't know, really scary.
Well, the company changed up their Instagram account several days ago, adding a new profile and some bizarre photo captions. Their bio informs their 1.3 million followers that Colonel is now a virtual influencer who is chasing the dream and selling chicken. KFC then began posting...
What dream?
I don't know.
What dream is this? This
new look? Wow,
yeah,
I don't know. Let's continue reading. Maybe they'll tell us what's the dream. KFC then began posting images of their new computer-generated mascot. Yes, in case you haven't realized, he's not a real person, people. In the photos, Sanders can be posing with his girlfriend, a fellow virtual human named Dagny, as well as traveling in his private jet, slapping on some Old Spice and riding her horse bareback. A dream come true. All of the posts features caption in the style of influence and use hashtags such as humble, grinding, artist work, gym life, be your best life, and influencer life. One caption reveals more about the colonel saying, I might be a restaurant mogul and international inspiration, but I'm just still a kid who loves being in the kitchen. Hashtag humble. It is important never to lose sight of the things that make who you are. For me, it's being in the kitchen and making amazing fried chicken. What do you think?
Well, this weird looking old dude mm-hmm. has a really young girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
She's like 25 approximately.
Yeah.
And he's like 70.
Yeah.
So that's sick to start with. And yeah, I don't like it. Like this old dude, I don't know.
Well, many people, of
This old dude
course.
look, I don't know, it's too much, like too much modern, too much.
Well, not everybody is gonna like the new look, but I don't see anything bad. Look, change is good, you know. It's been there.
Why?
It's been
You
there
mean
that
generally change is good, or in this case?
No. For a company to change up
Generally, change is good for a company. Why?
I don't know. Change
So,
is
would you like to
good.
see Ronald McDonald as a like as some sexy muscular clown? Okay, imagine
No,
that.
that
Like,
one is weird.
well, why is this
Because
not weird? Like,
he's handsome, he looks
he
good. Like,
looks like 70-year-old, like a 30-year-old guy with a beard of 70. Like, weird. He doesn't have these freckles that old people have, or his skinniest. Like, it's
someone
weird.
commented, "Boy, I'm gonna take your girl and leave you with a bucket of chicken and a sink and a side of potato wedges." Anyway, guys, that's it about this. So we'll wait and see for the new look of the KFC. Let's continue, guys. So, terrifying pictures shows a worrying trend of porn star lip fillers. Women everywhere are desperate to show off porn star lip fillers. Weird. These disturbing photos capture women desperate to show off their new pouts dubbed porn star lip fillers. Both men and women have gone bummy for lip fillers in recent years. What do you think about this?
About huge lips
Yes,
that
duck lips.
that make you look like a duck. Well, yeah, I think it's really useful if you wanna quack better.
Well, yeah, it's crazy. Everybody's doing it, especially the celebrities. I don't get the obsession with the big lips. No way. I like my lips just the way they are. But I'm gonna
But you have a big lips.
Who?
Why you?
No, not this big.
No, I mean you're African, so your lips are much bigger than white people lips, so you don't have that problem.
Well, yeah, that is why in Africa we don't do this lip fillers thing.
Yeah, but
You
anyways,
never.
I don't understand why people love big lips, big everything. Now everything has to be big butts, big everything.
Well, yeah, if you don't have a butt, just go and get a
Yeah,
big
we're not
butt.
talking about butts now, but like what like I don't understand. And like you put that you insert that collagen, I know the English word collagen, whatever. And then you don't feel your lips, right?
Yes.
I mean like I don't
You have
know.
to let it heal, I don't know, for some
Yeah, but
time.
after that too. Like do you have like the 100% feel for your lips after
No.
that? I don't
Well,
think so. I mean you
yeah.
have that call up whatever thing collagen, like how can you feel like it's not the same?
Yeah, people have splashed out thousands on procedures to alter their mouths. Well, yeah, just wasting money. You know, save your money. But photos have emerged which highlight sometimes they don't quite go to plan, meaning sometimes the procedure goes left, meaning you don't get those
I mean go south, not left.
it goes south, yes, and you look
But
weird.
I never thought about this. Like it just came to my mind right now. Like why do people try to look like ducks? It's not just the lips. It's also a butt. It's like it's some trend. Like everybody is trying to.
Look fake.
No, but like ducks is like.
Well, fake is the new thing now. Everybody's doing it. So, the viral gallery rounds up biggest trout pouts on the internet. Some people have smoothed their mouths in bright lipstick or shimmery lip gloss. Well, yeah, you put lipstick on those big lips, looks weird.
Yeah, it's expensive.
And to
It's
complete.
expensive to buy that much lipstick. Like imagine like how you're using much more lipstick now than you
No.
used to before you got those. Your lips are like 5 times bigger, so
Yeah, you use your lipstick twice and it's finished. You feel,
yeah.
oh, I am out of lipstick because of my big lips. Let me go buy another one. And to complete the porn star look, Some piled on the makeup, and had huge false eyelashes. Ah, yes. The bigger eyelashes, big mouth. God. A mom from North Wales said she was left looking like something out of a horror film and unable to eat or drink properly for days after getting lip fillers last year. Well, yeah, that's what you get.
Man,
Cannot
those people
eat.
actually do look like
Well, yeah, they look
someone from porn movie. What is it?
porn,
Horror movie. Horror movie.
horror
Yeah,
movie,
they
yes.
do look like people from porn movie because people this trend started in porn movies, I
Oh,
guess.
yeah, they came up with this. Sally Roberts warned people of dangers of cosmetic surgeries when she shared a video of liquid oozing out of her swollen mouth. Ugh. The mother said she
Disgusting.
had 1 millimeter of dermal filler injected at a reputable saloon in a bid to plump her pout.
I
They
don't.
were fine initially, and I was happy with the results. Really?
Yeah, people should see these photos on this website. It's disgusting.
She said, by the following morning, they had swollen at the point I couldn't eat, drink, or talk properly, and I was in absolute agony. Well, that's what you get. And some people say, it is now thought that I've had a severe allergic reaction to the filler and acquired a nasty infection. Well, yeah, some people get that. So you have to do your research first before going through this procedure, you know?
They're not talking about guys who do this
No,
lip
no,
filling
no.
thing.
Well, no, only women. It says after being in
But
excruciating
guys
pain,
do. Oh, sorry.
after being in excruciating pain for days with rock hard, cracked, peeling, leaking lips, I'm now on the mend. Oh, I'm on steroids, antibiotics, anti-inflammatories, anti-histamines,
Anti
and a
everything.
strong pain relief. Yes, she's using anti-everything to get healed. If I hadn't improved by today, I was going to have to stay in hospital and go on. And the drip, but luckily meds have been working, and I'm still nowhere near looking normal. Well, yeah. Once you alter your normalness, that's it. Cannot go back.
Normalness.
Well, yeah. Once your lips were normal, and now they are not normal anymore, you cannot go back. Some people even say that they regret plastic surgery because they do so much product on their face and they look
Is
weird.
so many people say that?
So many people say that, yeah. But this story is not talking about guys, so maybe guys,
What?
they're not that into it like women are. Well, yeah, women are
Well,
exaggerating
here in
everything.
Serbia, there are many guys that are into it. Not just lips, everything. What
What?
about Kenya?
No, I haven't met anyone
Are
anyway.
you sure?
Well, I don't get out much, so maybe that's why I haven't met people with weird looking lips, but no, I haven't.
Maybe looking like a duck is not popular in Kenya.
No,
I
no,
didn't see many ducks in Kenya, so I'm guessing ducks are not that.
yeah, but people do the duck selfie thing, you know? That duck selfie thing when it came out, taking pictures like a
But
duck.
people in Kenya like goats a lot. Goats.
So what? You
So
say what people to
maybe
do?
that's.
Goat.
Well, yeah, that's gonna be the new fashion in Kenya, probably.
Is
Yeah.
there a goat lip? How does a goat look like? A goat lip look like?
It's small. Goat lip is actually small.
But we
And.
don't want more.
Yeah, but like. Yeah, but I'm just saying because Kenyans have big lips. And now they will go opposite, shrinking their lips, so you can look like you got small lips. You know? If you have
No,
small lips, you look like this.
Kenyans are natural. We are natural looking people. That's what I have to say. So, woman falls pregnant after Tinder date, but there's an awkward problem. The woman fell pregnant after trying out dating app Tinder in a bid to find the one, but things weren't as straightforward as she hoped.
How do you get
Everybody.
pregnant through an app?
Not through an app, she met them. I'm guessing she went on a date with them and all. A woman who falls pregnant after having sex with two of her Tinder
How do you have sex
dates.
through an app?
Not through an app. You meet someone on through Tinder and then you go on a date
Oh,
and
you have to
then
meet someone to have.
Yes, of course. You cannot have a sex with an app. Who does that? Is it? No, it's not
I thought
possible.
that's how it's done.
No.
Oh,
So
neither.
a woman fell pregnant after having sex with two of her Tinder dates and has welcomed a baby boy, but she hasn't told either of the men they could be the father. She hasn't told any of them that they
So
could
who
you
is
could be the
father?
father. No,
Tinder is the father.
Tinder is the father. Tinder will decide who's the father.
She's pregnant with an app.
With a Tinder app. This Tinder, everybody keeps talking about Tinder, Tinder, Tinder. How does it work? Anyway, I am not looking for.
We
So,
talked about that Tinder before. Like,
yeah. So,
we're
at the
not.
age of 36, she was desperate to fall in love, get married, and start a family. So, she took to Tinder to try and find the one. Well, yeah. Most people who are in Tinder are like, oh, I'm 36. I am not married. What is my life going to be like? I need to find the right guy. Where do you go? Of course, Tinder is the best place to find a date. But now Badoo is not the place to go. Tinder is the place to go. So, after chatting a guy called Jeff for a few weeks, they decided to meet and have a brilliant date. They even shared a goodnight kiss before saying goodbye. But she didn't hear from him the next day, and determined not to be pulled into online dating game, she logged back onto the app and started searching again. So this guy didn't call her, and I was like, dude, I have no time. I'm 36. I need to get back out there and find someone else. What do you think?
Clock is ticking.
Well, yeah, the clock is ticking. So she got chatting to a guy named Darl. This is another guy. And they arranged to meet on a local cafe. Okay. It went well, and the woman left thinking he would make a great dad and was chuffed when he messaged her just hours after they said goodbye. But then she heard from Jeff, who apologized for the lack of message and explained he had been busy at work. Well,
Wait,
yeah.
the first guy is what? Okay, it doesn't matter. We'll call them first guy, second
First
guy.
guy is Jeff.
Okay, it doesn't matter. So she, okay, I understood she had a sex with the first guy, but what about second guy? Her first
Two.
guy didn't call her tomorrow, and then she go out with the second guy, had a sex with the second guy.
Yeah, she decided to keep seeing both of them.
Ah, oh, she's a slut.
She's a
Tinder slut.
slut. Tinder slut. And she was unsure which she liked better, who she liked better. So she went on several dates with both men over the next few weeks. That's bad. You don't do that. No way. After a while, she decided she needed to find out what they wanted into a relationship and ask them about kids. It wasn't good news, and they both said they didn't want children. Wow. Of course. No, children need to be planned. You cannot just tell someone, oh, you're gonna be a dad. So, what do you think? You're not saying anything.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm waiting for the story to unfold.
Okay. She was devastated, but she knew what she had to do and ended it with both of them. She deleted Tinder and decided to take a break from looking for her dream man. About a month later, a trip to the doctors revealed she was pregnant, and the dates meant either Jeff or Dal could be the father. She doesn't know
She
who is the
doesn't know
father.
who the father is.
She doesn't
And she
know.
slept with only two guys from Tinder.
Well, yeah. Well, I say, wait until the kid is grown up and then you look at the pictures. She looks at the
That's a
look
good
at.
strategy, actually. That is how everybody
Yeah.
should do.
Well, yeah, because kids look like their dad, so it will tell it will later. But what is that gonna help though? They don't want kids. So
Yeah.
she decided not to
It
tell
will
them.
help her
Nah, what?
with the money that she's gonna get from them.
How? They don't know that they had a baby with her.
Well, when she figures out who the father is, then
Yeah, you can sue them. That's good. Take them to court. He made me pregnant. He's not paying for child support. Blah, blah, blah. So she decided not to tell them about the baby and told friends and family she used a sperm donor. That's a good lie.
she's a slut and she lies.
Yes. What would you tell? I got pregnant from a Tinder guy, and I didn't tell him about it. So I decided to keep the baby and raise the baby as alone. 8 months later, and her baby boy Joshua was born. I named him Joshua. Cute name, huh? Joshua. She says, I was overjoyed with happiness and felt like I was the luckiest person on earth. Well, yeah, he was perfect and he was mine. I will do everything I can to give him the best life and shower him as much love as two parents could give. Well,
what a cute story.
Yeah,
actually, no.
It's sad.
A story about stupid girl.
Wow.
Does stupid things.
Well, yeah, I mean...
Online.
Well, yeah. Well, that is it on to Purity's podcast.
Is it?
Yes.
You have to do outro.
Yes, I know. And now, guys, the most exciting part of our podcast. Outro and weather forecast. Just joking about the weather forecast. So guys, do not forget to subscribe to my YouTube channel, which is Purity Slavul, PURITYSLAVULJ. Follow me on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. My username is Purity Slavul. Listen to my podcast on Anchor, TuneIn, and SoundCloud. My username is Purity Slavul. You have anything to add?
Oh, nothing. I just enjoy doing this outro. It's so exciting. Glad to be part of it.
Yes. So we are done here.
We are done here.
See you next time. Bye.
Bye.
So yeah, from the bottom of my heart, thank you. And what can I say? Mamba out.